is up, everybody? Welcome once again to Plenty of Noise, a brand new episode of your favourite alternative rock, pop punk, and emo music podcast and radio show on the interweb and also on Radio Firework here in Munich, Germany. My name is Nick. I'm a musician myself. I sing and play guitar in a band called Cadet Carter. And this is my little radio show where I get to talk about the kind of music that I love and where I get to talk to people who are also part of the scene that I find myself in. And normally we talk about the music business in general, our scene, and the fact that it's not necessarily the flavor of the month in 2021 to be into rock music in general and into guitar music, but I still love it, and many other people do as well, so we are many. We might not be the mainstream anymore, but we are many. So to everyone out there, this one's for you. And normally, like I said, I happen to have a guest on this show. Normally I do, and I have someone to talk to. But my interview partner for this episode bailed on me. he called in sick and we had to postpone the interview. So that's leaving me to my own devices. And I've been thinking long and hard about what to do with this episode. And I decided that this is the episode where I present music that many people have never heard about before. But I'm very sure that people who are into the kind of music that I am into, they will also love those tunes. So this Plenty of Noise episode is called Bands and Artists You Should Have Heard About, But You Probably Haven't. And I'm going to kick things off tonight with a guy called Brian Swindle. I think I've mentioned him on the show before a couple of months ago. He used to be the mastermind behind a group called Have Mercy from Baltimore, Maryland. Now he's launching his solo career, and he has released a brand new EP a couple of weeks ago called Burst, and there is a song on there that I really love, and that's like the archetypical emo pop song to me, and I can't wait to show this to you. This is a song called Light My Fire by Brian Swindle on Plenty of Noise.
Light my fire. I was the only boy your mother left.
Brian Swindle with a song called Light My Fire on Plenty of Noise. Hey, so I'm not going to be doing too much talking on this episode because I mainly want to play you some songs, basically. And this next song will be right down the alley of people who are into bands like Paramore and Tonight Alive. This is a British band. They are called As December Falls. They've been around for a couple of years now, and I only discovered them a couple of weeks ago and fell in love with their sound. If you are into old school Paramore, I'm not sure if the guys and the girls in As December Falls are really happy about this comparison, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So, if you are into like old school Paramore, this is very much for you. This is a song called "I Don't Feel Like Feeling Great" by As December Falls on Plenty of Noise. Sing, doesn't she? This was a song called I Don't Feel Like Feeling Great by a British band called As December Falls. I highly recommend you guys check them out. We are still in the middle of Plenty of Noise, the episode of the show in which I just play songs that you might have never heard before, but that you are going to love. That's an order, really. It's not asking you to like those songs. It's an order. Because if you're into the kind of music that I am and most people that listen to the show are, this is all for you. So I think I've mentioned this before on the show once or twice. I happen to be playing in a band called Cadet Carter. And if there's no pandemic going on, we're normally one of those touring bands. So we are out and about, as they say, for a certain amount of the year. And a couple of years back, I think it was in 2018 or 2019, we were on tour with a band called Touché Amore and another band called Basement. And for a couple of gigs in Western Germany, we were joined by a British band that I fell in love with immediately. They are called Gender Roles. And they have a great record out. It's been out for a while now. It's called Prang. And this is, I think, one of the singles from the album. It's one of my favorite songs. It's called You Look Like Death by Gender Roles. Enjoy.
Up!
That was a song called You Look Like Death by a band called Gender Roles. Shout out to my friends in Gender Roles. I still love that song. I can't wait for you to release new music. And so up to now, I think we've mainly been playing more or less music that's been released over the last, say, two or three, maybe 4 years. I want to go back now and introduce you to one of the emo classics. So first things first, the term emo. I think I've been talking about this quite a bit on this show. I have no problem whatsoever with that genre and with that term, with that description of music. I agree that all kinds of music are emotional in some form, in some way, and so it doesn't really, it's not something that's exclusive to the kind of music that I am into, but it is, after all, it's what people call this genre, and some people call it pop punk music, some people call it, I don't know, post hardcore music. I would like to call it emo because it's just a very fitting name for what we do here. And 15, 16 years ago, there was a band that released a very important album that was very important for the scene. And they've since been kind of forgotten. They've re-emerged a couple of years ago and have released music. I've also played a couple of their newer songs on this show. And I'm going to introduce you to a classic of theirs now. This is a band called Acceptance with their smash hit, their 2005 smash hit single, Take Cover. Oh, this one's for all you kids out there who were born in the 2000s. This is what music sounded like when you were little. Yes, everybody, that was Take Cover by Acceptance, please, please check out their album, Phantoms. Also check out all the other stuff that that band has released so far. They are back in the game, and if there weren't the pandemic thing, I think they'd probably be on tour right now. So watch out for them. Moving on, and speaking of classics, here's another song that was released in, I think, 2003 or 2004 by a band that many people have forgotten about. I think they've released like two or three records. There is one record, one album called Send Us a Signal, by a band called Branson. And it's one of those albums that I listened to over and over and over again when I was like 10 years old. And it's such an important song to me. It's one of the reasons why I started playing the guitar. This is a song called Who Are You Now by Branson. Branson with a song called Who Are You Now on Plenty of Noise. Once again, thank you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in. This is a very special episode of this show. We are mainly listening to music and not doing all that much talking compared to like all the other episodes, because mainly this is a talk show normally. But this is a different show, and I wanted to briefly touch upon something that's been on my mind for years and years now, and that is the fact that people define emo and pop punk music the way they do. So mainly when people outside of our scene talk about emo and pop punk music, they think of, say, Jimmy Eat World. That's like one part of the spectrum. Then there's like the Get Up Kids and all those like college rock stuff. And then on the other hand, and that's where it gets very emo, there's bands like My Chemical Romance and 30 Seconds to Mars, Taking Back Sunday to a certain degree. Yeah, people think of emo music as this very narrow landscape of sound and music and lyrics, like lyrical topics. And so I've always, you know, it's been that's been bothering me for years and years now, because I can't emphasize enough how varied our scene can be. And I think I want to show this on my show here, that like emo and pop punk music is not something that's like generic pop punk bands that play like used to play Warped Tour and all basically sound the same. So there is that element to it. I you know, it's something that you can't deny, but there's so much more to our scene and the and our like and the music we are into, and I can't emphasize enough how varied and how diverse this music can be. And to show you what I'm talking about here is like I want to show you the difference between like emo music and emo music. So we've just been listening to a band called Branson, who used to be one of the like one of the go-to emo bands in the early 2000s and late 90s. And I want to switch now and move forward for like 20 years and listen to something that's been released a couple of months ago. And this is also very much in the emo realm. And it's a band called Hot Mulligan, which I've only discovered a couple of weeks ago. And they have a great new song out, and it's called Equip Sunglasses. And this is one of the best songs that's going to come out this year. I'm sure about that. Enjoy. Mulligan with a song called Equip Sunglasses on Plenty of Noise. Once again, thank you all for listening. This is the episode where I play a shitload of music, and yes, we are allowed to swear in here. And and I also want to talk about shit. I want to talk about some things. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is the fact that rock music, that people always keep on telling me that rock music is dead. So I couldn't agree more. Rock music is actually dead. But I also couldn't care less. So what I would like to tell everybody that's listening to this is, let's just not care anymore about people telling us that the music we love is dead. It's alive and well. It's just no longer part of the mainstream. So for people that are like 30 years and older, like myself, when we grew up, like bands like Green Day and Blink 182 and Sum 41 and, I don't know, The Offspring and Jimmy Eat World and all of those cats, they were the biggest bands in the world, like the Foo Fighters before they went all rock, and when they, you know, back when they were kind of an alternative rock band and not as big as they are now. They're still great, but you know, they used to be a different band, I think, at least in my opinion. And so the music that we are into has taken sort of a backseat in the mainstream music world, but that doesn't make it any less alive or well or like flourishing. So keep on listening to that kind of music and don't care what the people say. This is a classic song of our genre by one of the, you know, most well-known singer-songwriters, female singer-songwriters, I shall say, of our scene. It's by Juliana Hatfield, who used to be in the Lemonheads and who had a great solo career after leaving the Lemonheads. This is one of her songs, and it's just, the melodies are just awesome. It's just great. This is a song that's called Now That I've Found You by the Juliana Hatfield 3 on Plenty of Noise. Someone who loves me is crowding my vision. I couldn't know it, but I didn't need him. My destiny's got horrible timing. I know it's stupid, but I can't. Taking it easy. the Juliana Hatfield 3 with a song called Now That I Found You, here on Plenty of Noise. See how diverse and varied our scene is. So everything in within the like emo genre, if you want to call it that, is something special, really. So there are so many bands that have a unique sound, bands and artists that don't sound like your generic Warped Tour pop punk band, and they're all worth discovering. Now, another thing that I've always wanted to talk about publicly, I don't know why, is something that's been bothering me for years and years. So, I was born in Munich, Germany. I'm half Welsh. I was raised bilingually, so I speak English with a weird German Welsh accent. It's an awkward mix, and I also speak German, obviously. So when I started out playing in bands in Germany, the fact that I was raised bilingually and English was my second like native language wasn't really a thing until people walked up to us on the merchandise stand and went, hey, you guys are pretty good for a German band. And that's been bothering me for ages now, because what on earth does make you say such a thing? So in a world where it's such a globalized thing, and if you I understand if you like play if you play, say, Britpop, and you're from the north of England, and your singer has kind of a Mancunian accent or something, or Merseyside accent, that doesn't make sense. So the fact that you are from there gives something to the kind of music that you play. But for most bands that I love and that I like, none of that applies to them. So say, for example, Jimmy Eat World is one of my favorite bands in the world, and I couldn't care less about the fact that they are from Arizona. I know that they are from there, but it doesn't really make a difference to me. They could also be from like Paris, or I don't know, Sydney, or I don't know, Tokyo even. It doesn't really matter to me. And I want to know about you guys. So I'm horrible at this social media thing, but I do have an Instagram account for this show. It's called Plenty of Noise Pod, like as in podcast, Plenty of Noise Pod. And I want to know about you guys. Like, do you care about where your favorite bands come from and why? And does it make a difference to you if a band is from Germany or Austria or Switzerland or the northern part of Italy? Or if that band is from, say, the UK or Australia or, I don't know, Sweden? Please drop me a message on Instagram. I want to know about this. Does that make a difference to you? Very interested in what you guys have to say. Speaking of German bands that are really great, no matter if they are German or not. here's a band that my band, Cadet Carter, we've been on tour with, I think twice. We were on tour with that band just before the pandemic hit in early 2020. Shout out to my boy Darius. This is Southern Germany's finest, the Dead Notes, with a song called Cling to You.
You grew up smartest kid in your neighborhood. But you never had anything to show your friends. You had it all planned out, had your life figured out. You bought a dozen things you thought you'd find comforting. You tried, you tried, you tried, you tried.
Debt Notes with a song called Cling to You on Plenty of Noise. Shout out to my friend Darius. He's the singer in the Debt Notes. They are just a great band and the perfect example that a band doesn't necessarily have to come from the UK or the States or Canada or Australia or anything like that to be any good. Speaking of good, here is another song that I want you guys to check out. It's an older tune. I think 12 years old, something like that. So this is by a band called The Colour Fred. The Colour Fred is the solo project of Fred Mascherino. Fred used to be the lead guitarist and second vocalist in one of my favourite bands of all time, a band called Taking Back Sunday. And he left that group in, I think, 2008 to focus on The Colour Fred. And the song that I'm going to play you now was like the first single, I think, that he ever released as The Colour Fred. It's a song called Hate to See You Go on Plenty of Noise.
Many are the hours I lie awake, trash the room. Touch, not right now, if I'm
young, you decide what you can and cannot take. Promises that you made, that you wish you wouldn't break.
This was over long before we met.
This was over long before.
Well, I'm gonna hate to see you go, but I've been impossible, I know. Yeah, I'm gonna hate to see you go, but I know you're just waiting. Oh, yeah.
But you will, oh, you will.
Many are the hours I lie awake.
Colour Fred with Hate to See You Go. What a great song. I love the fact that it sounds so timeless. So this song could have been released, I think, 2 years ago. It could have been released in 1999. It's just a timeless song and a timeless sound, really. So shout out to my boy Fred for releasing this great piece of art. And yeah. That's about it for this episode of Plenty of Noise. Thank you all for listening. I'm going to leave you with a classic of our genre, a song by a band called Vertical Horizon from the year 1999. This is a song that it's probably the only song that all of you listeners have heard before. It's very much into the realm of alternative rock and indie pop music, but it's still, in my opinion at least, it's still part of the emo scene. And it's one of the songs that, you know, they don't really grow old. It's another timeless classic, this one. It was a big hit in the States when it came out. I think it was played on the radio a few times over here in Europe and in the UK, but that's about it. So it's a very Vertical Horizon are a very American phenomenon, I think, and people around here in Europe and the UK, they might have heard one or two of their songs, but they've never heard of that band name. At least, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's my impression. So, thank you all once again for listening to Plenty of Noise. I'll see you guys next month with another guest to talk to for a change. Thank you all for checking out the music that I played you. And this is the last one for tonight. This is Vertical Horizon with Everything You Want on Plenty of Noise. Bye bye. See you soon. Shimai. Baba.
Somewhere there's speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get in unless you were fed in. And now you're here and you don't know why. But under skin knees and the skin marks, past the places where you used to